Hi everybody, it's Barry here again from Turning the Page, and I just want to say thank you for watching again as I share some thoughts. Hey, I always marvel at these men and women who lift heavy weights. It takes some great effort and time and wisdom for them to do it, and many of them you'll see binding around their wrists and their hands, and putting support around their waists, and you've often seen boxers, they wrap their hands with cloth so that the bones in their hands don't get broken. And maybe you've seen other athletes wrap support around their legs, and all of this is to give some extra support to those weaker and perhaps more fragile parts of the body. And perhaps those parts have been injured and they need some extra support. And I wonder about actually wrapping some bindings around our brain. One of my most popular posts here on Turning the Page is a post I wrote back in 2018. It's called "She Prayed to God That She Wouldn't Wake Up in the Morning." And in fact, since writing it back in 2018, it's been read over 1,600 times, with over 83% of those reads having come through a Google search. Look, there are many that pray not to wake up in the morning. Life at times can just feel too heavy and too hard, and you want it all to end. You don't want to face that next day. And the thought of having to lift that heavy weight of life yet again the next morning creates feelings of despair and hopelessness. And in that place of emotional pain, it can just all feel too much. Your feelings feed your thoughts, and you find yourself in a downward spiral, a vicious spiral, sinking you into a mud of hopelessness. And I wonder about the words, phrases, mottos, and sentences of thoughts that are repeatedly said over and over again, binding them to the brain. You see, words have power, sentences have meaning. Paragraphs actually shape our beliefs, and life happens one thought at a time by default or design. In the Jewish faith, the men wear a phylactery, or call it teflon, which is a small leather box which contains Hebrew texts, and at morning, and they bind them around the head to remind themselves of the law. And you can see a picture of it if you actually come over to the website and read the post. You see, they, in a very literal sense, are binding scripture to themselves. Then there are these verses that talk about the binding of scripture to our lives. Deuteronomy 11:18 says that you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and as the frontlets between your eyes. That's what the Jewish men are doing. And Proverbs 3:3 says, "Let not your steadfast love and faithfulness, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart." An active process, Proverbs 3:3. And Proverbs 6:6, 20-22 says, "My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk with you." This seems to be a very active process, not passive at all. Now, somewhere in the years between 390 and 461 AD, a man by the name of Patrick, he writes a prayer. And it's a prayer about focusing your thoughts and your intentions. And in the oldest translations from ancient Irish, we have the lines, "I bind myself." And then with later translations, we have, "I arise today." "I arise today" is generally considered a better translation of the first line than "I bind myself today," according to a website. But I think both versions have merit. And I've taken up the habit of reading and praying St. Patrick's Prayer every morning. That's part of my thinking compass. So I'm going to read it to you today. "I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. I bind this day to me forever, by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his death on the cross for my salvation, his bursting from the spice tomb, his riding up the heavenly way, his coming at the day of doom, I bind unto myself today. I bind unto myself the power of the cherubim, the sweet well done in judgment hour, the service of the seraphim, confessor's faith, apostle's word, the patriarch's prayers, the prophet's scrolls, all good deeds done unto the Lord and purity of virgin souls. I bind unto myself today the virtues of the starlit heaven, the glorious sun's life-giving ray, the whiteness of the moon at even, the flashing of the lightning free, the whirling wind's tempestuous shocks, the stable earth, the deep salt sea, around the old eternal rocks. I bind unto myself today the power of God to hold and lead, his eye to watch, his might to stay, his ear to hearken to my need, the wisdom of my God to teach, his hand to guide, his shield to ward, the word of God to give me speech, his heavenly host to be my guard, against the demon snares of sin, the vice that gives temptation force, the natural lusts that war within, the hostile men that mar my course, or few or many, far or nigh, in every place and in all hours, against their fierce hostility, I bind to me these holy powers, against all Satan's spells and wiles, against false words of heresy, against the knowledge that defiles, against the heart's idolatry, against the wizard's evil craft, against the death wound and the burning, the choking wave, the poisoned shaft. Protect me, Christ, till thy returning. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word. Praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. Now, what do you bind around your brain? What are the bindings that you arise with? What are the support structures that you lace around your brain, giving it shape and protection? Are there some bindings that are not so helpful, repetitive self-talk that negates you? Wouldn't it be better to build and bind truth and hope around your neural structures? It's going to change. It's going to happen without some. Not going to happen without some intent and some purpose, a changing of habits. Yeah, I use a thinking compass, a little tool that you can check back on at regular times to make sure you're heading in the right direction. I'm just pulling this up now. At most basic, it's like a little notebook. And I've written insights, prayers, and quotes that speak truth to you. You read these every day, and so you keep on track. I keep my compass in my phone, and here it is here, my little thinking compass. I have a list that I read every morning and often at night before going to sleep. I am actually training my brain. And here are some of the little sentences that I bind around my brain. What I focus on gets me. Focus on the negatives, challenges will always take me down. Focus on the positive, good things will always give me hope. Since every destination starts as a thought, I focus on where I want to go. I design my life and build my future thought by thought. The subconscious can be reprogrammed through cognitive reassessments. No matter how strong a feeling of hopelessness is an echo of perception and perception from past and is not how things really are. The brain takes its shape from what the mind rests upon. I choose to rest it on truth. When I allow achievements to determine my mood, I will always be like a puppet on a string. And when my brain is full of what I'm not achieving, I'll miss what I am achieving. Life happens one thought at a time, by default or design. So these are little truth nuggets that I need to remind myself of. There is a resistance to learning these new thoughts. The brain likes to keep us safe in familiar territory. So it will take some time for this new truth to replace the old and become automatic. Look, here's some quotes for you to consider. You are the creator of your thoughts, and it's your thoughts that can create the future that you want. It really is in your control. Dr. Shannon Irvine. If it's been learned, it can be always unlearned, e.g. ways of coping, personal habits, survival habits, and nasty addictions. Rick Hansen says that the brain takes its shape from what the mind rests upon. And despair is a spiritual condition. Despair is when you fall under this belief and conviction that tomorrow will simply be the repeat of today. That's Rob Bell. Some questions for you to consider. Number one, what are some truths that you need to train your brain in? And number two, if you are able to tell your younger self something, what would it be? Three, is there a scripture that you need to train your brain in? Hey, I hope you found this helpful. And if you want to come over or email me, it's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. And I just love to hear from my listeners and readers and watchers and whoever. And yeah, email me. I'd love to hear from you. And just a big shout out and thank you to the people who give a little bit of money each month via Patreon, or they buy me a coffee. Big thank you to you guys. It just really does help to keep this going and pay for my expenses. And hey, I look forward to seeing you next week and catching up then. And have a think this week about what you are binding around your brain. What's going on there? Okay, thanks. Bye.